بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وله. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن أتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
If we could just be a little bit more quiet. Jazakallah khair.
Allah Ta'ala says, have you not considered the one who argued with Ibrahim alayhi salam about his Lord because Allah had given him kingship? When Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Lord is the one who gives life and causes death, he said, I give life and I cause death. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, indeed, Allah brings the sun from the east, so bring it from the west. So the disbeliever was overwhelmed, and Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. So, as we said, we're taking a look at questions. Allah Ta'ala is asking the question, Alam tara? Haven't you seen this? Now this could be understood, tara can also mean haven't you considered. So it could mean, have you considered this historical event? Or another means could be, and I think this is really powerful, a really interesting observation, have you not seen something similar to this historical event? In other words, haven't you lived something like this yourself? Because again, these are prototypes, right? These are paradigms, these are patterns, these are archetypes. So the idea is that this is going to repeat itself, these types of conversations. So haven't you seen this type yourself? Not that you went back in the past and saw this actual conversation, but haven't you seen this type? That this conversation between Ibrahim alayhi salam and this king, Namrud or Namrud ibn Kana'an, and he was the first person to claim divinity in history. After the time of Nuh alayhi salam, they worshipped a bunch of idols. He was the first one to say that he is God himself. And he was the king of Babylon. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam asks him, and he mentions that what? That my Lord is the one who gives life and death. This is supposed to make any normal human being think to themselves, I know I didn't cause my own life. I know I can't prevent my own death. I know that these things are out of my control. This is how normal people think. But because this person was intoxicated by their kingdom, by their kingship, by their power, they're not looking inwardly. They're only looking outwardly at everybody else. So instead of thinking to themselves, oh, maybe I need to figure out if every creature that comes into existence and then dies is part of this cycle of life and death and life and death, who is outside of this? Who is controlling this? Who is the one that has control and mastery over all of this? Who is not in a state of flux? Al-Hayy and Al-Muhyi Al-Mumit. Who is this one? This is a beautiful question, a powerful question. But instead of applying it to himself, he's only thinking of everybody else. And thinking what? I can cause this person life, or I could cause that person death. Here, I'll bring this person going to jail. He's about to get executed. Go free. See, I gave him life. That person who's free, kill him. See, I gave death. SubhanAllah. So, do we see this ourselves? Yes. In our modern days, we have certain people that subhanAllah, they look around and they say, I don't believe in any God. I don't believe there's any God out there. The whole world is chaos. The whole world is meaninglessness. The whole world is just nonsense. And then you can ask them, does that apply to your thoughts as well? You're from this universe, aren't you? You're not outside of this universe. You were produced by this universe. Are you not part of this whole system? If the whole system is nonsense, doesn't that make you nonsense as well? If the whole thing is meaningless, doesn't that mean every thought that you have is meaningless? Or are you somehow outside of it? You see, subhanAllah, this arrogance of Nimrud, it applies to human beings today as well. So haven't you seen these types of people? You have to remind them, hey, your whole paradigm, it applies to you too. You're in the system as well. But then, so yes, he says, قَالَ أَنَا أُحِي وَأُمِيتِ. Then this is where things get very interesting. Ibrahim alayhi salam seemingly changes the subject. قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. He says, okay, Allah Ta'ala is the one, my Lord is the one who brings the sun from the east to the west, you go from the west to the east. Now, is this a change of subject or not? Two possible answers. If you say, yes, he just changed the subject. This goes to show that Ibrahim alayhi salam is wise enough not to be arrogant and say, no, I need to convince him of this point. I need to stick this point. I need to beat him at this point. The objective is not to win. That's your ego talking. The objective is what? The objective is to make the point make sense. So instead of going down that rabbit hole, clearly this man's not getting it. Let me make it even more obvious for you. This is a beautiful lesson in humility if he just changed the subject. But there's another possibility, which I think is even more powerful. The other possibility is what? That Ibrahim alayhi salam was very clever, and he was setting him up. He set him up and he knocked him down. We have to remember that in surah, which we're going to get to eventually, surah An'am, ayat 75, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way to 80. These ayat, Ibrahim alayhi salam has a conversation with the people of that Babylon. These are people who worshipped Venus, it's described as Al-Kawkab, or Kawkaban, and the moon, Al-Qamar, and Al-Shams. These are people who worship the celestial bodies. This is well known in history. So, he has a conversation with a group of people. You people worship these celestial bodies, right? Why? I'm sure you guys know about astrology, because they have control and they have an effect on your life and your death. Oh, you were born in this month, you're a Sagittarius. You were born in that month, you're a Taurus. You were born in this month, you're a Gemini. We all know this nonsense, right? It still exists till today, a'udhu billah, so many years later and it's still there. So they have this belief in these kawakib, in these celestial bodies, and they believe that it controls life and death. So Ibrahim alayhi salam very cleverly sets him up with the first question and says, Allah controls life and death. No, I do. See, I control life and death. I can give this one life, I can kill this one. Tayyib, no problem. It seems to me that if you control life and death, but everybody here, all your constituents, all the people that could potentially rebel against you, all of them, they believe that life and death is connected to the stars, to the sun, to the moon, to the planets. So wait a second, ipso facto, therefore, it must be the case that if you control life and death, you must be able to control the celestial bodies. Ya Allah, go ahead, take it from the east that goes to the west, make it go from the west to the east, right? We're all watching, we're all waiting. Does everyone understand how deep this argument is? Do you see how clever this is? This is a brilliant way of arguing. And this is not just one time. Ibrahim alayhi salam uses people's own beliefs against them. This is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He understands kufr deeply. He understands people's beliefs well. He's not rude about it. He even asks them, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ? What do you worship? He wants to know. He studies the falsehood. Why? So he can ask questions, set up the situation where everything is against itself, and then ultimately watch the chaos ensue. Right? Oh, you're the one that gives life and death. Hey, you guys believe that that stuff's controlled by the stars and the moon and the sun, right? Well, therefore you must control that. Let's see it happen. Unless you're going to contradict their belief system, he's pitting kufr against itself. And we all know the story. Same thing with what? Destroys the idols, takes the big axe, puts it in the hand of the big one. Watches the mayhem, the chaos ensue. What a mess of a belief system. Okay, yalla, what are you guys going to say now? Oh, you broke the idols. What are you talking about? Don't you believe they can move? Yes. Don't you believe that this is the big one? He's got the evidence, he has the weapon. What are they going to do next? So I know I'm going a little long. Let me just conclude with a very brief concept here. Ibrahim alayhi salam is brilliant. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching us a very important point. When you are living amongst disbelievers, it is crucial that you understand their beliefs. Why? So that you can ask impossible questions that will force them to be stuck and buhita. Right? That they will be baffled, dumbfounded, overwhelmed. They will not have anything to say. This is his sunnah. And when I try to teach this to this community, oftentimes I say, listen, let's study the beliefs of others so we can ask very good questions. You know what the answer is always? Not always, many times the answer is, brother, what's the point? They're just gonna refuse anyway. Habibi, I know they're gonna refuse. Of course they're gonna refuse. Did they accept Ibrahim? No, they threw him in a fire. My goal is not to be accepted necessarily. I just want to be like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Is he not your prophet? So this answer, why do we study these things? They're not going to accept anyway. Of course they're not going to accept anyway. It's not about them. It's about you being like Ibrahim alayhi salam, using the best analogies, using the best questions to the point that people get stuck because you're pitting two concepts of kufr against each other brilliantly. So may Allah ta'ala make us like Ibrahim alayhi salam. May Allah ta'ala make our da'wah effective, whether that is people converting or people attacking us. Either way, you're doing a good job, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala forgive us of our shortcomings. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.